I'm Lee Blue, and this is Double Stack, where WordPress freelancers discover the tech stack and the business development stack to become high-value, sought-after WordPress consultants. So if you're tired of burning yourself out with those high-stress, low-budget projects, and you're ready to start working with clients you love at the rates you're really worth, then you're in the right place. All of this is 100% free, so please subscribe to and review our podcast. If you're working way harder than you think you should be based on the kind of revenue that you're making, or you're just feeling really burnt out and you're kind of wondering, well, what is everybody, like, what are those like high ticket consultants doing that maybe you're not doing? And what are the real ingredients? Like, what do you really need to do in order to scale your business to a point where you're, you know, generating six figures by yourself, even like without having to outsource to other people or like, you know, bring in a team of developers? Like, what can you do so that in your pocket, you're putting somewhere between like $5,000 to $10,000 per month in your actual bank account? That's what I want to talk about today, because there's three critical things that are just absolutely essential when it comes to scaling your business at that level, if you are a WordPress consultant or WordPress developer today. And let me even scope that down a little bit further. This is for people who are trying to grow their business, to scale their business to a point where they are in control of their leads, they're in control of their revenue, they're in control of the type of work that they're working on, and you're interfacing directly with your clients. This is not so much for people who are trying to, like get a job at an agency or like work for on a government contract or something like that. This is what I'm talking about today is how can WordPress consultants and like web designers and web developers, like, how do you connect in with actual businesses so that you're scaling to the point where you're generating awesome revenue for you and awesome results for your clients. That's what we're talking about. And even if you're doing it by yourself or with like one or two other people kind of working with you, that's what we're talking about today. And we're going to go through three critical things that you have to do to differentiate yourself at that level so that you don't have to spend all this time, you know, fighting for cheap projects on Upwork or something like that. And so that's what we're going to be talking about today. I always forget to introduce myself during these sessions, and I almost forgot to do it again this time, but I actually made a note, and I'm looking at some notes right now, and I'm reminding myself to introduce myself because it's important to know who in the world I am and why am I even talking about this stuff and what do I know about it. So a couple of things. So I'm Lee Blue. I founded Double Stack, and the purpose of Double Stack is to help that type of web designers, WordPress developers. How do you connect in with businesses and do a bunch of things? Like, you know, what can you actually do? Like, you know, we can work on like technical sides of things. Like, what kind of business tools can you put in place? How do you technically implement business tools for people? How do you like write better proposals? How do you generate more leads? Like, what should your pricing be? Like, all of these are the kinds of questions that we work through together through Double Stack. And, you know, I work kind of as a mentor or a coach or a business coach with a handful of WordPress developers at a time to really, you know, help with that kind of a thing. But then the other question is, well, what do I know about it? Why work with me? And I don't think I've ever even mentioned this before, ever. And I've been doing this podcast now for well over a year. And I thought I'd mention it right now. Like, I've developed and launched three businesses, all of which are worth over $1 million each. So I started a web design agency way back like 17 years ago that has generated way over $1 million. I launched an e-commerce platform that's generated over $1 million. And I also, actually two different e-commerce platforms, both of which have brought in significantly more than $1 million each. And so, you know, I've got $3 million businesses and that has launched me into a situation where I am interfacing with lots of web designers and WordPress developers and, you know, people in that arena all the time, because obviously a web design company is in that genre. But, you know, once we launched Cart 66 and also CloudSwipe, that payment platform, you know, once we had those two things in the mix, I started going all over the country talking at like WooConf and different types of e-commerce, you know, things and WordCamps and whatever. And that's put me in front of a lot of different web designers, WordPress developers, different kinds of consultants. And I've been able to reach out and help a lot through that venue, which has been really helpful for a lot of people and a lot of fun for me too. And so I wanted to take the like these three components of what it really takes to shift. Like, if you want, like, what if you want to be in a situation where you're generating over $1 million? Like, what does it take to be in that kind of a situation? And there's three really critical components. I want to go through each of those three things today. And the result is going to be, you're going to come away with this action plan for how to like fundamentally shift your business into a position that's dramatically different from what everybody else is doing. And the reason you want to do that is so that you can get dramatically different results from what everyone else is seeing. And if you look out at the WordPress world today, you can see that the vast majority of people doing like quote unquote WordPress work, they generate like 10 to 20 bucks an hour. I mean, it's there's no secret to the fact that most WordPress developers don't make a lot of money. In fact, there's this kind of running joke that means that says like, if you're really good at doing web development of any sort, but then you put WordPress in your title somehow, you can just pretty much cut like a third of your revenue right off the top. And so why is that? And what can you do to do better than that? Like, how can you make a shift so that you're generating, you know, maybe $12,000 per month, like a significant shift in your revenue? Like, how do you make that happen? And I'm going to go through the three things that are really, really critical to make that happen. And they're different from what people would have suggested, or what even I would have suggested, you know, 5 years ago, something like that. And so the first one is, you have to focus your offer. You have to focus your offer. That's like the biggest component. Like, if somebody said, you know, give me like the top tip, like these are the three top tips that I would give. And the first one is focus your offer. And so what I mean by that is, you're not trying to build websites for everybody. You're not trying to be able to do that. Like, if you're in a position where you're willing to accept work from anyone doing anything with regard to WordPress or web design, you're competing with far too many people in order to win the kind of revenue that you really need for your business. And you're also not setting yourself up in a position where you're going to dramatically differentiate yourself from other people offering the exact same thing. So what are some signs that you are trying to that you have this kind of generic offer, that you're trying to, you know, build websites for everybody? Because a lot of times people don't recognize that that's what they're doing. And so I'm going to go through a couple of different things, some red flags to look out for. So like, what can you do to make a difference with your business? Like, how can you recognize the direction that you're going, especially if this is something that's kind of new to you? And the first thing is, you need to stop answering RFPs. Like, if somebody has submitted a request for proposal, it's too late at that point, because what they're doing at that point is they're looking for someone to implement their vision of what they want, and you're competing with everybody in the whole world. And another reason why that's a big problem is because it used to be the case. Well, let me say it this way. Why do people bother responding to RFPs? And how did we even get to the position where, you know, web designers and software developers operate the same way? That's what I think is really the big shift. Because, you know, I built another huge business. Now, this is one that I didn't own, but that generated significantly more than $1 million that I was a part of founding. Was I built an electronic medical record system that, you know, that was pretty revolutionary. But I built it like 8 years ago, and it's and I didn't own the business. I was just developing the code. I was part of the founding team developing it, but it wasn't mine. So I don't count that as part of the $3 million businesses that I founded. But nevertheless, when it came time to write the code and do everything for that type of a project, what you want to do is you want to meet with the client and then find out about their workflow and what are their technical requirements and what are their needs and how are they going to be using the software and, you know, what are the things that you need to put in place to make them more efficient. And what you're trying to do is you're trying to interview the client to extract from them what they need from your solution so that you can then develop that solution to solve a set of of problems for them and to give them the tools that they otherwise wouldn't have had it not been for you. And that's a very, like, if even today, like, if that's what you're doing, like, if you're building software for people, that's the pattern for going about it. You want to meet with them, find out what the requirements are, make sure that you're comfortable delivering those types of requirements and then doing it. That's great. With web design, though, it used to be the case that you would have almost the same identical conversation with clients for building software as you would for building websites. But today it's dramatically different, because it used to be the case that you would say things like, you know, what do you want out of your website? And so rather than talking about like what kind of software requirements they had, you would say, what are the website requirements that you have? And you'd say like, how many pages do you need? And what's the navigation going to look like? And, you know, what are some of the design components that you need? And who's going to write the copy? And, you know, all of these different kinds of questions about, you know, what they want you to implement on the site. And so you're trying to extract all of that from them. And it's a big problem today because it doesn't work that way anymore. Most clients don't even know what to ask for. They don't know what's available. And you don't want to put the burden of success when it comes to their online presence on them because they're not going to be able to generate the kind of success for themselves. So what I mean by, you know, focusing in on your offer is if you're answering a request for proposal, you've reached a situation with that particular client where they're just trying to get you to technically implement things. And on top of that, you need to stop marketing yourself as a like a jack of all trades kind of person that can do all of the things, because it's very tempting to do that. Like if you're in a position where you're trying to put yourself in a place where you can get a lot of proposals or RFPs that you can reply to, then you're tempted to want to build up your skill set in a vast area, all over the world. You want to be able to do all the things so that whatever somebody needs, you can say, yes, I can do that. Yes, I can do that. And on top of that, it's tempting to, like if you're sitting in a meeting with somebody and they say, hey, can you run a ClickFunnels campaign for me or something like that, or something that you've heard of before, but you don't really have a lot of expertise in, or maybe they say, hey, can you do like this Infusionsoft email thing for me? And then you're tempted to say, yes, I can do it, and then just figure it out later. In fact, that's one of the jokes. Like you go to like any kind of like web design technical style conference, like one of the kind of jokes that just kind of running along under the surface a little bit is, you know, just say yes and Google later. That's kind of the idea. Like say yes when the client asks for you to be able to do something, and then just figure it out. There's no, obviously you can figure it out later. There's, you know, there's not a whole lot of things that are going on that you probably wouldn't be able to figure out, but that's not the point. The point is, are you really good at it? Like, are you better than someone else at that particular thing? And because like, if you go into a meeting and you're sitting there, you know, lacking the confidence to really implement what they're asking you for, and you're trying to put on this face that says you have all the confidence and you can do all the things, and you're sort of like faking it in the actual meeting so that you can then go back home and like Google everything and try to figure everything out later. Well, you know, just think about your mindset and what kind of energy are you bringing to the meeting if that's how you're feeling inside, and how likely is your client going to be to want to work with you with that kind of mindset, with that kind of energy, as opposed to you saying, hey, this is exactly what I need to do. Like, this is exactly the thing that I'm awesome at doing. I'm better than everybody else, you know, and if at this particular set of things, and if the client hires me, it's going to be the best decision they've ever made. And then you go out and you meet with somebody like that. Like, think about the difference in the way that it feels when on one hand you're just like faking it and trying to, you know, bring this fake confidence versus having legitimate, real, honest to goodness confidence in what you're doing. And what is that going to be like in that client interaction? What is that going to be like? What's the energy feel like? What is it going to be like when you're trying to get your client to work with you? Are they feeling inspired to work with you because you're bringing the leadership that is really necessary to get them from where they are to where they want to be? Is that what's happening? Like, that's vastly different. And so what you need to do is you have to focus down your offer so that you're not trying to be everything to everybody. And when you do it that way, you stop competing with everybody. So you narrow down the competition dramatically because you're not even trying to compete with people at that same level. And that makes actually winning clients significantly easier. So those are huge things. And so how do you do it? So you have to think to yourself, well, what can I do to make that shift so that I'm not, you know, in a position where I'm trying to be everything to everybody all the time? And what I would recommend for that is think about, well, what can you do the best? Like, take an inventory of your skill set, and not just your WordPress skill set, but what other skills do you have? Like, are you a photographer? Can you write music? Do you do videography? What about copywriting? Is that something that you're good at? Just what else? What else is there? Like, what do you know about? Like, what do you know about in terms of like the fields of and the different markets that you could be helping? Like, do you know more about certain fields than others? And just package some things together. Like, You know, figure out what you would be the best at doing and then focus on doing that. And so another big question is like, what do you like doing? That's a huge question that is often overlooked. If you had clients inviting you to participate in projects that you actually liked doing, like or that you felt motivated to do something about, you can do dramatically better work than if somebody's inviting you into a project that you don't really care about and that's not very exciting, that you don't know anything about really. You know, you're just kind of doing it because you need the work. Like, think about the way it feels to do that kind of work versus the way it feels when you feel like you're really doing something to help people, to make a difference in their lives, to just something that you really connect with on a personal level. You can do so much better than you would otherwise be able to do. It's a dramatically different approach to the entire concept. But most people don't feel like they have the liberty to do it. Most people say, well, I need the client so bad, I need the work so bad that I'll take whatever comes my way. Like whatever comes across the desk, I'll do that work because I need the clients. And part of the reason you need the client so much is because every time you launch a website, you kind of lose the revenue from that client. You kind of get paid. It's like everybody tends to do these kind of one and done style projects where you do the site, you launch it, and then maybe you can get like a hosting thing for $50 a month or something like that. You know, that tends to be about the extent of the ongoing relationship after launching the project. And that's a big problem. You're not going to be able to scale your business without that recurring revenue. But that's not one of the things. Like, I think that recurring revenue, as important as that is not as important as the three things that we're going to be talking about today. So again, this is not an exhaustive list of all the things you have to do. But if you don't have any of these three things, like if you're missing one of these three things, I think it's going to be very, very difficult for you to scale to the point where you're generating, you know, $50, $60, $80, $100,000 a year. So with that being said, the first thing is focus your offer. The second thing is get on offense as opposed to defense when it comes to your marketing. That's one of the biggest shifts that that like high value developers and consultants make. And what's the difference between being on offense and on defense? Well, the easiest way to think about it is most people are on defense all the time. So like if you're responding to requests for proposals, if you're waiting for a referral, if you're hoping somebody finds your website through like an organic SEO search or something like that, or you're trying to somehow just hope somebody calls you on the phone and like you just want somebody to just come your way, and then you react to that having happened, you're on defense. And it's a big problem. It's a problem for a lot of reasons. It's a problem because you don't know who's going to come through the door. Like, you don't know what they're going to be asking for. And you're back into that situation where you can't really focus your offer if you're just relying on anybody to come through the door and you need to be able to serve them in some way. You're not going to be able to really focus your marketing because you can't really focus your offer. So all that is to say that if you're on defense, what that means is you're reacting all of the time. It's always reacting. Nothing's ever proactive. When you're on offense, what you're doing is you're taking what you know that you're really, really good at, and you're taking that out to the people you know you can just hit home runs for all day long, every day. And that is a huge shift. It's a huge shift. And so there's another big problem too, though. You want to stop wasting your time with ineffective marketing. So a lot of times people feel like they want to be on offense by doing things that they're just kind of comfortable doing. And sometimes it's a comfort zone kind of issue. Sometimes it is just a lack of knowing what else to do kind of an issue. But the end result is people tend to do like a lot of blogging or like content marketing or just kind of whatever they can do, you know, just something behind the keyboard, just trying to, you know, write some blog posts, write some articles, whatever, try to get some SEO going on, you know, those types of things. But that's not working. And it doesn't work for a variety of reasons. Let me go through a couple of them. The first reason that type of marketing tends not to work is because you continually set yourself up to always be on defense. You're not actively reaching the clients like that. And so who knows if your ideal client is actually, you know, searching for the keywords that you think that they are, or who knows if search engines are actually going to index your pages the way that you think that they are. And like, who has 6 months to wait around to figure out if that's even going to happen? So that's a big problem. Another problem is, well, sometimes people say, well, let me get on social media. I'll even run like some paid campaigns, like some Facebook ads or something like that. And that's a big problem too, because that tends to attract the wrong types of clients. So it's one thing to say, I'm going to go out and really pursue clients. It's another thing to actually say, I'm going to go out and pursue my ideal clients. And that's one of the things where people tend to fall off the rails. With ineffective, expensive marketing that takes too long to see any results from. And one of the things that's a big problem, and this is kind of like a side note, like a takeaway from the marketing side of things, which is if you are marketing your business as a web designer, WordPress consultant, like business development kind of person who can also build websites, that kind of a thing, and you're doing it through social media, it tends to be a situation where you're fishing in a lake where there are no fish. Like you're casting your line to try to catch something that's just not there. And what I mean by that is the types of clients you probably want to be working with are not on social media looking for solutions to write better content for their website or to get a responsive design or any or whatever it is that you put on your website that you know how to do, like whatever's on your resume. It's probably the case, almost certainly the case, that the types of clients that you're really looking for, that you want to be working with, are not on social media engaging with either ads for, you know, these technical services or just kind of, you know, Googling around for those types of technical services. And so what that means is you're attracting the wrong kinds of clients. Like you're attracting you'll probably find is that you'll find like do-it-yourselfers who don't really want to do it themselves, like that type of client, you know, somebody who doesn't really want to spend any money, but they also don't want to learn anything new either. So they don't want to spend any money to have somebody build their website, but they also don't want to go into Wix or Squarespace or whatever and try to learn how to build their own website. And so they're kind of looking just for somebody to build a cheap website for them. And that tends to be who you attract with online marketing. Another group of people that you sometimes will attract, so that first group is probably the largest group. Like if you post something in like a Facebook group or whatever, and you're trying to like, you know, win clients from those types of sources, you tend to attract more than anything else the do-it-yourselfers who don't really want to do it themselves. So that's one thing. Another thing that you'll attract is you'll attract people looking to outsource their work to someone who will do it for cheap. And of course, again, that's not really the type of client that you want. They might be working with the type of client that you want, but the relationship between you and the person feeding the work to you is not the kind of relationship that you want. And so you want to be the person interfacing in directly in with the clients. And perhaps even you want to be the person outsourcing some of the components of that project to someone else. You don't want to be, you know, that kind of down the line person. So there's like the client, and then there's the person who's interfacing with that business, and then there's you. So you don't want to be like that third wheel. You want to be the second wheel. You want to be the person actually directly interfacing in with the client. But when you advertise and market your business on social media in particular, but also just online in general, for the kinds of work that you're doing, you probably are not going to be attracting the actual types of clients you want. And instead, you end up with these like high stress, nitpicky, kind of scared clients. And what I mean by scared is they're not in a position where they feel comfortable investing $1,000 or $2,000 or $5,000 in the website. It's too scary for them to do that because they feel like it's all on them to try to get the success. And that, again, like if you find yourself on defense with your marketing, what that means is the client is on offense. They're the ones coming saying, I want you to do X, Y, and Z. And you're trying to sit there saying, yeah, I can do those things. The problem, though, is the client doesn't have any confidence in their own plan. And that's what I mean with the scared concept. It's like they know they have a business and they want to do something to try to attract clients, but they're too scared to invest any sort of significant money in it, because they don't know if it's going to work. And without that kind of confidence, there really becomes no investment. And the way to fix it is bring leadership. Because if you bring leadership, that instills confidence, and confidence brings forth that high ticket investment. And that's the difference. That's the difference between being on offense and defense, is leadership. Who's bringing the leadership? Who are you requiring to to come up with the path for success? Is it the client who knows that they don't know what to do? Or should it be you who has all the experience and knowledge and tools at your disposal? That's the idea. So summing that up is get on offense when it comes to your marketing. So the first thing is focus your offer. Second thing is get on offense when it comes to focusing your marketing. And then the third thing is don't give up. And endurance might be another word for this. And this is a really important one because there's two different kinds of endurance. One kind of endurance or you know, one way to not give up is to just, you know, keep your head down and just keep doing it over and over and over and over and over until eventually it all works out and you land some clients and everything's good. That is the bad way. That's the bad way to go about, you know, not giving up, because who knows how long that's going to take. And, you know, if you just keep doing the same thing over and over and over, you know, eventually you get to a point where it's not realistic to expect different results. Now, I mean, haven't you heard the expression, you know, like the definition of insanity is can keep doing the same thing over and over and expect different results? That's such a stupid statement. I don't believe that entirely. I mean, I guess to some degree it's true, but the reason the reason that people get trapped in that so often is because you can continually do things over and over in the same way, and sometimes you get different results. Like, for example, if you are interacting with clients and you keep doing it the same way, sometimes the client says yes and sometimes the client says no, even though you had the same market. Like, even right now, like right now today, take a look at your business and how you got to where you are and, you know, what's going on? Like, how are you finding clients? Maybe it's word of mouth referrals only. How are you meeting with clients? You're kind of relying on them to come up with a path to, you know, figure out what to do for your, you know, for this whole web project. And, you know, maybe you're always have charged kind of the same thing. So like everything is the same, but sometimes clients say yes and sometimes clients say no. Right? So like you can literally do the same marketing, have the same pricing, have the same offer. And sometimes clients will say yes. Sometimes clients will say no. And so what that means is you can keep doing the same thing over and over, and sometimes you get different results. And so what I'm telling you right now, though, is you don't want to stay in that same sphere where you're sometimes getting little results and sometimes getting no results. What you want to do is you want to take that entire concept and put it aside because it's outdated now and start with this new approach that we're talking about right now, where you have this focused offer and you're on offense with your marketing. And the reason that when you put those two things together, like when you focus your offer, what you're saying to yourself is, I am really good at helping this type of person achieve this type of result with the technical skills that I have online. That's the concept about focusing the offer. And once you have that offer, then you say, how can I find these people so that I can do this thing for them? And then when you find yourself, you know, struggling as to whether or not you should keep going, because it's hard. There's no way to build a six-figure business that's easy. Right now, I can make it simple, right? Like if you want to talk to me and we want to get a plan in place, like I can give you a simple approach, but no matter what, it's a lot of work. But the benefit is when you're putting the work in, you want to make sure that you're actually going to be headed in the right direction. That's the point behind this whole endurance thing. It's like, it's not just about not giving up and just like, how many times can I hit my head on the wall before I give up? What you want to do is you want to get into a situation where you don't have to keep hitting your head into the wall, and you can move over a little bit and actually go through the door. And sometimes you've been hitting your head against the wall so much, you don't even notice that there's a door right there. And when you start talking to somebody, they can say, hey, you know, back up a little bit. Look, there's a door. Let's shift things a little bit here. And now you can make a lot more progress. And so the idea behind not giving up and behind having the endurance that it takes to really to make a difference is those first two things, the focusing the offer and going out to the people you know you can help. Because when you have that, it changes everything. The reason it changes everything is it changes your mindset. You're not out there just trying to sell websites to people, even if the website's not going to make a big difference for their business. Because that's an uncomfortable thing and kind of just a crappy thing to do overall. Like if you're out there trying to sell stuff to people and you don't feel like it's really even in their best interest, but you feel like you have to do it because that's what you know how to do, and you're just out there trying to sell websites to people, it's difficult to keep the motivation up for that. And if this is something, and if selling is something that you're not totally comfortable with, or you feel like is like the worst part of being in business for yourself, go and listen to last week's session where we literally talk about what to do if you don't like selling and how you can get out of that. Like, what are the things that you can do to genuinely fix once and for all the problem of not feeling comfortable selling? We talked about it last week. Check it out. And it's a full session specifically on what you can do if you feel uncomfortable selling and how you can never have to do that again, but still win clients. And so the point when it comes with regard to endurance and not giving up is if you feel like you're just kind of standing in the marketplace with a bunch of widgets on a table and you hope somebody passes by and picks one up from you, and you know, and you don't really put any thought into what they do with it after they buy it, that it's very difficult to keep your motivation and to keep your energy levels up, because who knows if you're having any impact on the world at all? Who knows if anything's happening with that? And it's frustrating. It's hard to keep going. On the other hand, if you actually have the mindset to serve people, to actually only make an offer to someone when you feel 100% confident that your offer is going to serve them, to genuinely help them get from where they currently are right now to where they want to be. And sometimes, in fact, probably a lot of times, you'll save yourself from making offers to people who it's not really the best fit. And it could not be the best fit for a few reasons. It might not be a good relational fit, because what you really want is a relationship with your client that lasts month to month to month. After you launching the website tends to just be the beginning. Like the whole point, like up until you launch the website, that's where you're building the platform and implementing the tools that you need to be successful. After you launch the website, you're using the tools that you just built. And so if you don't have anything going on after you launch the website, you're missing the majority of the relationship. For example, I say that people should be selling, like when like in DoubleStack, what we talk about is onboarding a client for somewhere around $5,000, like $3,000 to $10,000 tends to be the price point for selling the website, so to speak, like building out everything up front. And then afterwards, you then get a relationship month to month with your client for like 10 hours a month. You know, it's like 2.5 hours per week. It's like, that's the starting point. Now, granted, there's been double stackers that have been interviewed here in this group who are doing vastly more than that. But that's the starting point. That's the introductory offer. And what will happen is a couple of things. Sometimes you'll start working with someone at just 10 hours a month, and they'll be like, yeah, this is going great. And results are coming in. They're generating more revenue. They hire you to do more stuff, and you kind of up it from there. Other times, you'll find people who they just need more right off the bat. And so instead of 10 hours per month, maybe you do 10 hours per week, you know, that kind of a pattern. But the point is, even at the introductory level, at 10 hours per month, where you're spending like 2.5 hours per week working with your client, that's $850 per month coming in. And if you kept, when you keep that going for a year, that's over $10,000. So even if you sell a $5,000 website, that monthly retainer is worth double that. And, you know, a lot of times that monthly retainer is going to be worth more than 10 hours per month. It could be worth 10 hours per week. And so now that's like a $40,000 kind of a thing. You know, so the monthly retainer that's where the real annual value of your clients are coming in. That's where the stability of your revenue comes in. That's where driving results for your clients comes in. That's a really important part to the entire equation. And so all that is to say is a couple things. When you put together an offer that combines all of those things together, then you've got something that really serves your client. And that's the difference between selling and serving. Selling is just, you know, people say, hey, there's a guy that can build a website. Let's hire him to do that. Serving is, hey, here, I need more clients. I need to get my brand out there. I need to figure out a way to automate some of the marketing efforts that I've got going on. I need to grow my business. I need more customers. I need more revenue. What can you do to help me do that? And if there's something that you can put together to make that happen for me, then fantastic. Let's do that. And what you'll find is, it's going to be a combination of a couple of things. It's going to be a combination of your technical skill set, like what can you actually implement for someone. It's going to be add to the mix, what do you actually know about their industry and their market. And then the third big thing is, what can you do to sort of blend all that stuff together, even if you're doing some offline stuff to start generating leads? Like, it, you know, you don't have to only scope your offer down to like WordPress plugins and maintenance and stuff like that. It's like, you know, you want to expand into where, like, say somebody gives a presentation somewhere. Like, what can you do to make it so that after the presentation, they can onboard people into some sort of a online thing, like some sort of a sales funnel to kind of help people, you know, grow their email list or generate more leads or book more calls or whatever it is that their goals are. What kind of online tools can you implement to really amplify the things that they're doing currently and the things that they might be doing offline? So it's going to be a big package like that. But the overall point is when you bake all that stuff in together, you end up with this ongoing relationship. And the biggest point, and this is where it all comes down, when you do all of those types of things, then it's much easier not to give up, because now you feel like you're kind of on a mission. You're on a situation where it's like, you can't not talk about what you can do to help when you approach someone that is going to be your ideal client. That's a dramatically different mindset than just, you know, banging your head against the wall, trying to, you know, crank out all these cheap websites all the time. So those are the three big things. Focus your offer. Don't try to be everything to everybody. Get on offense with your marketing, meaning don't always be reacting all the time. And instead, take what you can do and what you can do the best and present that to the people that you really feel like you can serve better than other people can. The best. Like, why working with you would be their best possible decision. Focus on that. And then don't give up, because once you, like, it's going to be the case that you'll probably present things to people, and not everyone, you're not going to have a 100% close rate. But when you know that you've got something that will dramatically change someone's business and dramatically change someone's entire life, you don't really lose energy like that. You just find some people. And here's the other thing. You only need like 5 or maybe 10 total clients in your portfolio to scale up to $100,000 a year in terms of your revenue. Because just on the retainers alone, if you had 10 people paying you for just 10 hours per month, that's $850 per month from just 10 total clients, that's over $100,000 a year in annual revenue. And again, what we talked about, sometimes you'll find that the clients, like right off the bat, they want more like 10 hours per week instead of 10 hours per month. And when that happens, that's like 4 of those introductory level clients. And so now you're down to like 5 or 6 clients, and that scales you to over $100,000 a year. So that's the pattern that you want to go through. And when you put it all together, when you package it up like that, you are dramatically better off than everybody else who's out there fighting for all these cheap projects. That's the pattern that you really want to go forward with. And if this is resonating with you, if this sounds like the kind of thing that you want to be doing, but you want to work on figuring out how to do it, you know, that's a very good thing to want. Now, I'm not saying you have to work with me on it, but what I am saying is you want to be talking to somebody who has the same kind of mindset as you. Because what I found to be the case is, like, when I go to WordCamps or when I talk at like meetup groups or things like that, almost everybody in those groups are selling like $500 to $1,000, maybe $1,500 websites. And they're not really getting the retainers. They're not getting those monthly relationships in place. And the problem with that is you go to these types of events to try to get into a community that's going to be inspirational and motivational, right? Like, you want to see the results that people are having and be inspired by that. And then on top of that, you want to be like, well, how are they doing it? You know, what can I do to do the same thing? And that will motivate you in that direction. But the problem is, I don't really know of very many groups that operate like that, either online or in person. And that's one of the main reasons I created Double Stack, was to create a community of people where we're like, and again, I know it's not for everybody. Some people don't really want to interface directly with business owners and help them grow their business and things like that. Some people would prefer to work at an agency or have government contracts and things like that, which is cool. Like, there's nothing wrong with that. But I wanted there to be a community of people who do want to interact with businesses and figure out, what can I do to really do something beneficial for them? Like, how can I package all of my experience and skills and knowledge and everything that I know how to do into like this nuclear bomb kind of a thing, and just have a huge impact on the clients that I'm working with, and then see the results that come from it, both in terms of winning like $40,000, $50,000 contracts. Like, I was just talking, one of the Double Stackers, that we were talking to last week, he was like, man, I've made like $40,000 in the last month. That's the kind of impact that I'm looking to, if that's the kind of impact you want to make, that's the kind of community you want to be in. You want to see people having that type of success. and also having the same pattern to generate that success for you. So that's a big deal. That's the point. That's why I put the whole thing together. And if you're in the situation where you're not doing these things, like you feel like you're trying to be everything to everybody, you're always waiting for referrals, and you're kind of feeling burnt out, and you want to make a shift, I think that it's probably impossible to make a fundamental shift like that by yourself in a bubble. So what you need to do is you need to get into the presence of other people who are doing it like that, which might mean you go to a WordCamp or a meetup group, or maybe find friends in general that can kind of help you with that. Or you can join our group. Like, you can give me a call. Like, go over to doublestack.net/call, and you can literally book a time with me, and we can talk about how to make these shifts for you. Like, how do you focus your offer? Like, what should your specific offer be? And that's something that I can't do in a large group setting like this, where we've got over 1,000 people here. You know, like, I can't tell over 1,000 people what their specific offer should be. But if you're wondering what yours should be, head over to doublestack.net/call, book a time, and we'll get on the phone for like 45 minutes, and we'll explore, like, what types of clients do you normally work with? Who do you like working with? What skill sets do you have? And how can we package all of that together to really focus your offer? And then we'll take a look at your clients, and how can we generate leads for you? And we'll put something together so that you'll feel super excited with your powerful offer. And that changes the whole burnout kind of thing. So you don't feel burnout anymore. And instead, you don't want to give up. You feel like you have to go out and present what you've got to people. It fundamentally changes your mindset about the way that you approach clients and the value that you offer and the value you bring to their business and all of those types of things. So head over to doublestack.net/call. And you'll see my personal calendar, and we can get on the phone and talk together about this stuff. So this is the situation where you're going to talk specifically to me. Like, when you go to doublestack.net/call, it's my personal calendar that shows up, and I can only talk to but so many people during the day. So it's kind of limited because of my time like that. But that's the point. Like, if it sounds like this is something that you want to do, I've made some time available for this. And so let's get on the phone and figure out how to dial this in for you so that you can actually start hitting the revenue goals that you really want and making an impact like you really want and not burning yourself out and wasting time and spending so much time. Like, here's the thing. Let me leave you with this one last point, which is, when I look at somebody's business, like, I've talked to hundreds and hundreds of web designers and WordPress developers, and when I look at their business, one of the things that I find right off the bat is they're spending more than 50% of their time doing free stuff, right? And so what that means is, you know, finding leads, going to networking meetings, writing proposals, you know, just whatever the free stuff is that they have to do, they're doing that. Sometimes it's even like updating plugins and WordPress updates and maintenance and things like that, that they would like to be charging for, but they didn't get the client to agree to the retainer, but yet they do the updates anyway, because they know if they don't, it's going to be a big problem. And just out of the kindness of their hearts, they do more stuff. And so, but that's a big problem. So, like, if you're finding that the majority of your time that you're working is free time, like you're working for free, that is a big red flag that you need to shift the structure of your business so that so much more of your time is billable time. And that's what we're going to be talking about if you want to talk about how to do all this stuff. So again, head over to doublestack.net/call. We'll book a time. You and me will talk about how to get all this stuff going for you. So there we go, guys. That's what we got for today. And I look forward to seeing you guys next Tuesday, 2 p.m. for another live workshop. Take care.